Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. I think it goes without saying that 2023 was a big and very much needed year for Harry Potter fans. In February, the long-awaited and massively popular Hogwarts Legacy was released, an immersive open-world action RPG set in the same wizarding world as the Harry Potter books. And just a few months later, word spread of a decade-long Harry Potter series expected to premiere on HBO. Each season will be authentic to the original books and bring Harry Potter and his incredible adventures to new audiences around the world, while the original, classic, and beloved films will remain at the core of the franchise and available to watch globally. But perhaps the best part of all of this is just how successful Hogwarts Legacy grew to be. By the time Hogwarts Legacy was released, Harry Potter was in need of revitalization more than ever, and had the game flopped, well, I don't even want to think about it. And we really don't have to, because as it turns out, Hogwarts Legacy was the top-selling game of 2023 across all platforms and all genres, beating out Call of Duty, Madden, Zelda, Diablo, and more. Gone are the days of Harry Potter games tanking and being swept under the rug. It's time to usher in a new era of Wizarding World excellence. Since the game's release, over 22 million copies have been sold, amounting to over 707 million hours played, 819 million potions poured, 1.3 billion plants plucked, 593 million beasts saved, and 5 billion evil wizards thwarted. And as it turns out, they're not done. It's only been a year, and they've already got new and exciting updates in the pipeline. On January 26th, the official Hogwarts Legacy Twitter released the following statement. As we near the one-year anniversary of Hogwarts Legacy, we wanted to let our community know that the Hogwarts Legacy PlayStation exclusive content will be available on other platforms later this summer, along with additional updates and features for the game. Stay tuned in the coming months for more details on what's coming to Hogwarts Legacy this year. While the tweet doesn't provide a clear outline of what the upcoming content is, it does mention that current PlayStation exclusive offerings in Hogwarts Legacy, including the Haunted Hogsmeade shop quest and the exclusive Felix Felicis potion recipe, which was a bonus for PlayStation pre-orders. The Haunted Hogsmeade quest immerses players in an eerie storyline where they acquire an old, decrepit shop from the enigmatic Cassandra Mason, only to discover that the premises are haunted by a mischievous poltergeist. The poltergeist traps players in a chilling maze filled with perplexing optical illusions, making it one of the most spine-tingling and exquisitely designed missions within Hogwarts Legacy. It was disheartening for many players that this mission was limited to select platforms, but the recent announcement suggests that this exclusivity is about to change. Some fans were a little disappointed by the announcement, purely because they expected these PlayStation exclusive offerings to be dropped in February at the one-year mark, but at least now we know that they're on the way. Excitement has been ignited among players by the announcement, stemming not only from the anticipation of additional updates and features, but also from a desire for broader accessibility. Fans are expressing hope that the new content will bring enhancements such as photo mode, new game plus functionality, the inclusion of Quidditch, and the possibility of a substantial expansion to the game's narrative. Considering Hogwarts Legacy's astounding sales figures of 22 million copies, marking it as the year's best-selling game worldwide, it is highly surprising that the prospect of more content is met with enthusiasm. The tremendous demand for additional magical adventures is apparent among eager players, and I'd wager this update is just the first of many in the years to come. But now that we've established mystery updates are on the way in the form of additional features and updates, my next question is, what are these features? Here's what I want to see. Quidditch. The biggest lost opportunity of Hogwarts Legacy is the extremely apparent lack of Quidditch. There's a Quidditch pitch, we can fly a broom, and the game is an integral part of Harry Potter lore. Since Hogwarts Legacy has inspired a new generation of Harry Potter fans that may or may not know the intricacies of Quidditch, let me briefly summarize. Quidditch is a team sport played by witches and wizards on broomsticks, and involves four balls, a quaffer, two bludgers, and a golden snitch. A game of Quidditch is played with seven players on each team, and each player has a specific position and role. The objective of the game is to score points by throwing the quaffle through one of the opposing team's three hoops, while simultaneously defending your own team's hoops from the other team. The two bludgers are used to disrupt the players and throw them off course. The game ends when the golden snitch, a small fast-moving ball with wings, is caught by one of the players. The team that catches the snitch earns 150 points and ends the game. Given that there's a Quidditch pitch already developed on the Hogwarts grounds, this seems like an obvious and inevitable piece of DLC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Triwizard Tournament. The Triwizard Tournament is a magical competition held between three wizarding schools, Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, Beauxbatons Academy of Magic, and Durmstrang Institute. In this tournament, one champion is chosen to represent each school and compete in three dangerous tasks, with the winner receiving a grand prize. These tasks test the skills, bravery, and intelligence of the chosen champions from each school. The tasks are kept secret until the day of the tournament, and the winner is awarded the Triwizard Cup and Eternal Glory. Given that Hogwarts is a participant in the fabled Triwizard Tournament, it seems obvious that the Triwizard Tournament would be included as DLC. The problem with this? Well, it'd break canon. The reason I say this is because the Triwizard Tournament was discontinued after 1792, taking a 200-year hiatus before being resurrected in 1994. A Triwizard Tournament in 1890 just wouldn't make sense, and given that the game has done such a good job of preserving canon so far, I'm not completely convinced that this will become available. Other schools. The possibility for Hogwarts Legacy developers to include other schools seems, to me, fairly likely. I say this because other schools are mentioned in the game, and developers would be able to capitalize on an area of lore where it would be much harder to contradict canon. We don't know too much about the other wizarding schools, and so this sort of DLC would give them a lot of freedom. And when I say other schools, I am of course referring to the long list of other wizarding schools across the globe, not just the ones from the Triwizard Tournament. These schools include Ilvermorny, North America, Mahutokoro, Japan, Castelo Bruxo, Brazil, Wagadu, Africa, Durmstrang, Northern Europe, Beauxbatons, France, and Koldovstoryets, Russia. If you want more info on these schools, then check out my video, The History of Every Magic School in the Wizarding World, All 11, Harry Potter Explained. Bigger World. The Wizarding World of Harry Potter is vast, and so I'd very much like them to expand the explorable areas. If it was mentioned or shown in the books and or films, then I'd like the ability to go there. Little Hangleton, Privet Drive, the Ministry of Magic, these are all places I'd like to be able to openly explore. The rest. In addition to the above larger pieces of DLC, I'd also like to see the following smaller things implemented, either through DLC or patches. These things include subsequent school years, Mere 6-7, interactive NPCs, craftable Polyjuice Potion, higher max levels, more talents, more side companion quests, consequences for using dark magic, wizarding lore implemented, consequences for being underage and entering the Forbidden Forest, the ability to become an Animagus, time turner, time manipulation, enhanced morality system, more spell variety, wizarding careers, and the ability to cast a Patronus. I'd also like ability to sit down and relax in various locations, including common rooms, customization options for personal rooms in the common rooms, similar to the Room of Requirement, new Game Plus feature to be added, allowing players to replay the game with added challenges or benefits, ability to change the time of year, providing the option to select desired weather conditions, introduction of companions, expanded customization options, such as more hairstyles, faces, and body types, enhanced interactions within the common room, including the ability to sleep, talk to other students, store equipment, play wizard chess, and incentivize spending time as a student, with consequences for nighttime escapades. Of course, bearing all of the above pieces of potential DLC in mind, I think I can safely say that, among all potential new features, multiplayer would probably have the biggest impact. Multiplayer mods are in development by independent developers, but as of now, Portkey Games / Avalanche Software have not mentioned anything. At the end of the day, it's still early days for Hogwarts Legacy, and given the massive popularity of the game thus far, I'm sure the possibility of DLC is extremely high. Sequel. Given the commercial success of Hogwarts Legacy and its relative infancy, I don't think fans should expect any sort of a sequel anytime soon, particularly if we consider how much time and effort and delays went into the release of the first game. However, I'd be more than willing to bet that a good portion of the above-mentioned features will be rolled out in the years to come. And that's it for this video. What do you want to see? Let me know down in the comment section below. Also, I've stopped streaming the game, but let me know if you'd be interested in future streams. Until next time, remember, it does not do to dwell on dreams, and forget to live.